brought to you by Penguin.
What About Men? Written and read by me, Catelyn Moran. Dedication. To my husband, Pete, who let me rinse all his boyhood experiences for this book, despite the fact he'd written about them with far more elan in his own memoir, Broken Greek, $9.99, Quercus, Radio 4's Book of the Week, lip-lickingly dance around the living room good, The Observer. Prologue. What About Men? It's July 2014, and I've just been asked a question I can't answer. Normally, I would like to think there are no questions I cannot answer. I am on a speaking tour for How to Be a Woman, and all the questions the audience ask are about women and girls. As someone with, at the time, 38 years of experience of being either a woman or a girl, I've got some chat about pretty much all the women things. Bloodied pants, comfort eating, the pay gap, abortion, Beyoncé. When it comes to vag-braced problems, I have the bants. Right now, however, I'm on stage in front of 1,198 people, and the silence after the question is getting longer and more uncomfortable. Because whilst the first two questions were, can feminists wear pink? Yes. And what do you think of Paris trying to ban the burqa? Obviously, women should be allowed to wear whatever they want to wear. However, until there is a burqa for men, we can see the fundamental idea is sexist bullshit. But the third question has me stumped. The woman in the audience holding the microphone has just asked, so, do you have any advice for men? This is the first time I have ever been asked this question, and I'll be honest, I feel a bit annoyed by it. Why this topic? I'm a feminist. My specialist subject is women. I don't do the other guys. You might as well ask, e.g., Sir David Attenborough a question about the Swindon gyratory system. That's not his patch. Men aren't mine. I decide I'll make a joke about it. I'll play to the crowd. This room is dominated by women. Earlier, I'd asked all the brave men in the room to raise their hands so we could see them. So I know there are 1,152 women here and 46 men. So I'll just play to a cheap yet effective stereotype and then move this question on. My advice to men? I guess, A, please, if you can possibly avoid it, don't rape us. And B, put the bowls in the dishwasher, rather than next to the dishwasher. It gets a laugh, the kind of bittersweet laugh you get from a room full of women who are familiar with the idea of spending 20 minutes discussing both the complete collapse of rape convictions in the UK and housework. I add a cheerful hashtag not all men to let the men in the audience know that this isn't an attack on them, just the bad men out there, the small number of bad men. And then we move the conversation on. I'm still a bit peeved. Men, though. Why were we talking about men? I've spent the last 10 years researching how shit things are for women around the world. Honestly, by comparison, the men are fine. 2 nights later, and I'm in a similar jam. I'm now in Edinburgh, still doing an hour of chat about women and girls, but yet again, when the audience start asking questions, the second question I get asked is, what advice would you give to the mothers of teenage boys? Come now. I'm the woman. Why are you asking me this? Are people purposely trying to ask me difficult questions? Now I know how Paul McCartney felt when I interviewed him and asked him what he'd do if he were in a car crash that totally destroyed his face. So, Sir Paul, would you use plastic surgery to build back the face of Paul McCartney? Or would you choose another face so you could live the rest of your life in pleasant anonymity? I thought I was honouring him with a tricky yet clever question. Instead, he treated it as a joke. I'd get the face of David Cameron instead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?